Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A Harvard professor said that the number one thing that makes people happy is being an extrovert because they are most likely to be successful in life. Now, I think that I'm an extrovert, but I have a real problem like when I'm in a room full of strangers just talking to people. All of a sudden, that's when I get really quiet.
Well, it's a different skill set, right? And there's a certain amount of comfortability that you need to have with yourself, too. But even if you feel pretty good about it, there's pitfalls to be had all over the place, Anna.
Deborah Fine is keynote speaker and author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah, do you find that this is the number one thing people have difficulty with, especially when they're networking and trying to meet new people?
Absolutely. The number one social fear in the United States, Anna, is the fear of public speaking. Second greatest social fear is the fear of talking to a stranger. And I think you just described that. I don't know you, Anna, and thank you, Raven and Anna, for hosting me today. You sound like an extrovert, but you're in complete control now. You're going to decide when this interview is over. You have the questions laid out. It's easy to behave like an extrovert when you have control. But when you walk into a room or on a first date, we have no control. Like, and that's what makes it so difficult. Whether you're a fourth grade teacher, an engineer, a banker, when you're at work, you're in control. But put yourself in a situation where you're not, and it makes it much more difficult.
Deborah, you mentioned control, and having the control of the conversation obviously gives somebody the confidence to execute things the way they want to. But some of us are just agents of chaos, like myself. It's a bit like the class clown back in school. We all remember. Right. They get nervous, and we displace those nerves by being funny. Exit lines, I'm always tough on those. Like, I can use those.
You want to get away from people so they can't hold you hostage for one more moment than you're willing to be held hostage for.
Time to go.
Right, Raven? I have a million icebreakers and even exit lines, but the two overlapping keys are take the risk of walking up to somebody new, and number two, assume the burden of making other people feel comfortable. I'm meeting you. You're a stranger. I would say, what keeps you busy outside of work, Raven?
That's good. It caters to my ego, Anna. Right. They ask me about my interests.
And what do you say? Watch Netflix and sleep on the couch?
Yeah, and then I try and walk away. But, I mean, it's a good place to start.
Yep. What would be some other conversation starters, like right off the bat?
The best way to launch a conversation is use free information about the occasion or location. If I'm at a restaurant on my first date, I would say to you, have you been to this restaurant before? Oh, yeah. Oh, so is it one of your favorites? Why? No, I've never been here. Well, what prompted you to pick it? Appropriate to the information that we have at hand.
The flip side of that, when you're trying to get out, do you just say, oh, I have to go call my kids, or I have to, like, oh, my phone has been ringing, let me go see, or just I have to go to the bathroom and just turn around and walk away?
And run?
How do you get out of the conversation politely?
As far as I'm concerned, it's okay to say, I need to check in on my kids, or I need to go to the restroom, or I need to get a drink. If you need to go, you need to go. Where people drop the ball is they say, I need to go, and on the way to go out to wherever to call your kids or to use your phone, you stop and talk to Raven. Mm. I mean, I see you stop to talk to somebody else. You might even have been telling me the truth that you really needed to call your kids, but it looks like you blew me off because people get distracted or somebody stops you along the way. If that happens, we're on the way to the coffee pot, somebody says, oh my gosh, Deborah, great to see you. How have you been? I'll go, you know what? Let me catch up with you in a second. I'm just going to grab a cup of coffee because I want you to see that I actually went and got the coffee. Or I'll say to them, why don't you join me? I'm going to get coffee. So whatever you say your intention is, do it so you don't look like you're blowing somebody off. And also, of course, so you don't hurt somebody's feelings.
So here's the thing, Raven, is that if I say, excuse me, I have to use the restroom and I walk away, I have to go into the stall and count to 15. So people actually believe that I went to the bathroom during that time.
I would just come over and say something inappropriate and have you back away slowly at that moment. I'd bail you out. I know the look in your eyes.
Deborah, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You can find Deborah online at deborahfine.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.